The state's fiscal year ends at midnight tonight, and while the legislature has sent the main budget bill to the governor, along with several others, key differences remain in the budget bills dealing with criminal justice and K-12 education. Lawmakers are also trying to clear their desks of other bills before wrapping up their session, taking votes on controversial election bills, among others. With us to talk about what could be the last day or so of this year's session is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, note I said could be, not is.
I have a feeling you drag me into the studio over and over thinking, well, this will be the day, and if we have Howie here, he can make it happen.
It's like bringing an umbrella to make sure it doesn't rain. So let's talk about these budget bills, because while the state is not poised to shut down or anything like that, the governor is expected to sign the main money bill today before the end of the fiscal year. There are some pretty significant policy differences that in theory have to get ironed out, right?
Well, the most significant one is in what they call a reconciliation bill for education. The Senate version of the bill includes a massive expansion in vouchers. Essentially, this is money, state tax dollars, that's given to parents so they can send their children to private parochial schools or get them tutoring as an alternative to public school. House fell about 3 votes short of that. There are 3 Republicans in the House who don't think that's a particularly good idea. On the House side, however, they included some language to require the teaching of communism and totalitarianism and having speakers to explain why they're both bad and why we're going to try to create more, more better citizens. And the Senate doesn't like that particular provision. And so until they resolve or take both of them out or keep both of them in, those bills can't go up. Now, as you point out, the budget itself is already on the governor's desk. We're assuming he will sign it today with some video press release praising himself and his leadership. But these bills are necessary to kind of effectuate some of the changes that are in the budget, the monetary stuff.
I want to ask you about a couple of election bills yesterday that were debated and voted on in the Senate. And they were defeated. Both could still come back up. But it seems as though maybe a personality difference more than a policy difference sank these two bills.
Well, exactly. The first bill was something that Kelly Townsend had. It originally had some minor changes in election laws, but she had other bills she wanted heard, but Michelle Eugenides-Rita, who chairs the Senate Government Committee, refused to give them a hearing. So when her bill went over the House, she tacked everything else on. Everything she wanted, about security and chain of custody and everything else, got the House to adopt it and brought it back to the Senate. Well, Eugenides-Rita got up on the floor yesterday and said, look, we don't even know if we have a problem yet. We're not sure what we're fixing. This is a Christmas tree and I won't vote for it. Now, given that all 14 Democrats were already against it, that meant that the Republicans lacked the 16 votes to approve it. Fine. Next bill up is Michelle Eugenides-Rita's bill on recounts, making it that there would be more recounts more often by changing the margin. Well, at that point, payback, as they say, is a bitch. And so, so Kelly Townsend said, well, I'm not going to vote for your bill if you're not going to vote for my bill. And they both went down. Now, as you point out, they could come back if they can reach some sort of agreement, or they both stay dead, because I don't see either of them backing down for the moment.
So, Howie, what's still left on the agenda? I mean, usually at the end of the session, lawmakers, there's a flurry of activity. Bills that had been stalled throughout the session finally become unstalled magically as lawmakers look to wrap up their session. What is still left to do?
Well, a number of little odds and ends. It depends on who you talk to, what's little. For example, the Senate yesterday approved an increase in the per diem allowance for lawmakers, but for outside Maricopa County, under the belief that they have to come and they have to get hotel rooms, and that $60 a day doesn't cut it. The House now has to approve that. That's sort of a politically sensitive measure. By the same token, the Senate is waiting on a bill that would allow adults to bring their guns onto campuses if they leave them in their cars. Now, the argument behind that one is, let's say you're going to go pick up your kid at school. You shouldn't have to take your gun home, drop it off to go get your kid at school. The counter argument is adults includes anybody over 18, which can include a lot of high school juniors and seniors. And at the point that we're allowing them to have a gun out in their car that's easily accessible, that gives a few people heartburn. So that's going to be one of the interesting things. And then, of course, there are always things that nobody expected, that nobody saw coming. And I can only guess as to what surprises we will have. And we can talk about them tomorrow morning about what's going on. And, of course, I may be up all night. So if I sound a little woozy in the morning, you'll understand why.
We'll send you a Red Bull just in case. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. As always, Howie, thank you, and hope for sunny day.
I've got my pajamas.